I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The Bible teaches us to rejoice in the Lord always. I like that. Our faith is geared toward producing joy. And as we follow Jesus, hopefully our lives and our demeanor reflect that. But what about when we get down? If you're a human being, sometimes the challenges or worries or even just the mundanity of life can bring your spirit low. What do you do then? Perhaps you reflect on Paul's words about how if you're a Christian, you are supposed to rejoice, and then you feel doubly bad. In times like these, I remember how much I love the Psalms. Listen to Psalm 131. Out of the depths I have cried to you. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. I've never kept watch all night, but I understand the metaphor. The night watchman is tasked with waiting. During the night, the city might be attacked, so they watch, and they wait for the morning, when they know the city is safe again. The hours grow long. Perhaps the watchman grows tired. Perhaps the fear of an impending attack compounds. All they can do is keep watching and wait for the morning. We all know something like that kind of longing, for things to be made right, for the suffering to end. We can't cause the sun to rise, but we wait, and we hope that it will. Perhaps you are in the midst of a struggle, crying out to the Lord as if from the depths, and you wonder if he can even hear your cries for mercy. When you're facing that kind of trial, I don't think God expects you to put on a happy face and pretend things are fine. I think, with the psalmist, you can cry out to God. Notice that even from the depths, the psalmist remembers the mercy of God. O Lord, if you marked our sins, none of us could stand, but with you there is forgiveness. And because of that, I'll wait for you to deliver me. Right down to the deepest parts of my soul, I wait, just like the watchman who longs for the morning. The goodness of God is like the rising sun. It is sure to come. Cling to this in your low times and pour out your heart to God. He hears you. The low times are when our hope is most crucial and most effective. Like it says in verse 7, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.